Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It would help the wealthy people and big corporations cheat on their taxes at the expense of ordinary middle-class taxpayers.
During his keynote speech at the National Actions Network's annual breakfast to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day, President Joe Biden said he is ready and willing to work with Republicans, but called them fiscally demented. Biden said he was disappointed to see House Republicans propose a bill that provides a loophole for wealthy people and big corporations. He also criticized a bill relating to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and said, if necessary, he would veto a national sales tax, something Republicans are also advocating. The White House counsel confirmed it does not keep visitor logs at President Biden's personal home in Delaware, just as there were no visitor logs at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. This comes as some Republicans began wanting the records following the discovery of multiple sets of classified documents at Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. On Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to students at a Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service event at George Washington University, where she was joined by Education Secretary Miguel Cardona.
Capturing the spirit of who he was and what he wanted, which is we celebrated then as a day of service, is to understand the possibilities that have been yet unachieved, which we must work toward.
Harris called the holiday an opportunity to work toward building on the nation's fundamental ideals. On Sunday, two Democratic House members from New York called on GOP leaders to forthrightly cooperate with the investigations into State Representative George Santos, who has confessed to fabricating significant parts of his resume. Santos maintains he will not resign. The Missouri House of Representatives has passed a rule that requires female lawmakers and staff members to wear a jacket like a cardigan or a blazer in the legislative chamber. Republican Representative Ann Kelly is behind the amendment and said it was done to ensure decorum and mirror the men's dress code. Democrats say it's merely a distraction.
I've seen a lot of lack of decorum in this room in my 2 years here, and not once has that lack of decorum spurred from someone's blazer or lack thereof.
Finally, Wyoming state lawmakers are looking at potentially banning electric vehicles. The proposal considers ending electric car sales by 2035. Supporters say it would protect the state's oil and gas industries. Wyoming Senator Ed Cooper sees gas-powered vehicles as essential for Wyoming's prosperity.
I take that ban on petroleum-based vehicles as an assault on our people and on our industries. And I feel like we have an obligation to speak up, to push back.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're